Sun is rising. yourself out. Let go of. No, no, no. Don't knock yourself out.
You're listening to Funky Uncles. I'm Uncle Zan.
And I'm Uncle Joe. We
heard a little D'Angelo from his recent album. That was The Door. The album is... Why am I blanking on the name of this D'Angelo?
Black Messiah.
Black Messiah. Godoy.
December 2014.
December 2014, that's right. It feels like it's a 2015 album.
Basically, it is. Effectively.
Yeah, but it wasn't.
In some ways.
It was right after the end of first semester of junior year.
Right, just before Xander left me to do a solo.
That's solo. Right. I don't hear much about that. I haven't read the history books.
About Uncle Joe's Bizarro?
About Funky Uncles during...
It wasn't Uncle... Well, the thing was I took the liberty to play music that I know you would never want us to play on the Uncles.
Oh, okay. What does that mean?
Like some metal, like long, like weird experimental.
Gotcha.
Not necessarily stuff you wouldn't like. Like some of the stuff, I think, like a lot of it, there was some like avant jazz and stuff.
Mm.
But just stuff that wasn't kind of like, not the pace, not the rhythm that we try to keep things at. But yeah, you know, speaking of avant jazz or jazz generally, I was thinking another band that we played a decent amount of over the years was the Bad Plus.
Yeah, we did.
So
yeah, they're great.
I got some of them queued up. But
what
first
was that other one? The one that played at your house.
Consider the Source.
Right.
We could play some of them too.
Yeah.
We played a bunch of them.
That was cool. The Bad. Yeah. I remember that.
Yeah.
I don't really remember what genre they are.
The Bad Plus or Consider
the
Source?
Bad Plus. I remember.
They're the jazz trio instrumentally.
Right.
Functionally.
Okay. I remember them.
But they've got
Yeah. With this.
Sure. Yeah, no, it's not the best chair in the station. Anyway, so we played When I'm Small, starting from the top of the last set, When I'm Small from Eyelid Movies, Fantagram 2010, followed by the following year's Nightlife EP by the same band and the single Don't Move, both of which were anthemic tracks of the spring 2013 semester for Zando and I, and major boons to the early days of the Uncles, as was, of course, the second release by Unknown Mortal Orchestra, released in 2013, just called Two. And we played the last two tracks from that album, Faded in the Morning and Secret Christians, before we eventually landed ourselves on D'Angelo's doorstep, if you might, if you will, if
oh.
you would. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. Boy. Anyways, thinking about, it's looking like this whole show is just going to be greatest hits, but what
I mean, I think
it's the best way to go out.
I think it's the best way to go out.
It's probably the best way to go out, so we might as well just do that.
It's the best way to go out with your date, too. The greatest hits.
I guess so. You don't want any dull moments. Otherwise, it wouldn't be a very good date.
I'm just going to leave that one. I didn't mean to say that. Joe, you know, something I realized is that we haven't said a public service announcement.
I know. Well, I was just going to not do it because I figure...
Because the police aren't even after it. They're not... Because it doesn't even matter because we're going to graduate. The radio police.
Yeah. The worst thing that happens is we get kicked off the air and we can afford that because we're leaving. Anyway.
Yeah, the FCC doesn't even...
I'll play one. You know, I'll say... Sure, why not? For old time's sakes, I'll go ahead and... All right, why don't we...
Let's read one, Joe.
We got to read one. You're right. And we should grab a record, too. We should do... You know what we'll do? We'll read one while... I'm going to read half. I'll pass it to you. And while you're reading the second half, I will cue up the weather report. How does that sound? And then we'll take care of that.
Sure, we'll just rub it all.
Just take it all. Just take care of it all. Yeah.
Rub her all down.
Take her easy there, Zan. All right. The Museum of Science presents Wild Africa. The Museum of Science presents the IMAX film Wild Africa. Go on a spectacular ride across, over, and through the most dramatic continent on Earth, Africa. All right, I'm already not sure what this ad is really going for. Discover the fascinating secrets of this enchanted continent. Hang out with a family of mountain gorillas. Learn how spectacular thermal geysers help turn thousands of flamingos pink. Why the heat beating down on waterless dunes in the Namib Desert forces a lizard to dance. And why it snows on the equator. Take it away, Zan.
It's a journey where you'll truly believe the real world is more extraordinary and awe-inspiring than any fiction. For tickets and more information about the Wild Africa IMAX film and other programs and exhibits, visit the Museum of Science website at MOS.org or call 617-723-2500. This has been a public service message from the Museum of Science and All Wild Things at WMFO Medford Tufts Educational.
We're looking at moss.org.
Radio.
I got homies tuning in. I got to give a shout out to the folks from home. We got Eric, we got James, we got...
That's squad deep right there.
Squad deep, immediately. Tuning in. They've been with us since 2013.
Wow.
We got folks with us since day one. Tuning back in.
Is Iran and
Valerie
tuning in?
There's a good chance. I think they are. I've been getting texts. So I mean, it might be their bedtime at this point, but they were tuned in at one point.
Wow. Well, I want to give a shout out to Ron and Valerie for being such loyal listeners. They've been with us through thick and thin, through our squabbles on the board and through our excellent moments as DJs as
That's
well.
Right.
And I just want to give them a shout out because my parents, I don't think they've ever listened. I think my mom tuned in one time for about 10 minutes and was disgusted by our music and had to leave. But it's really great for that. I really appreciate that.
That's true. Thanks, mom and dad for being loyal nieces and nephews out there on the airwaves.
Right.
All right, Zan, could you do me a favor and pull up the NASA's meteorological information? Because it's something that we haven't done in a little while.
That's right, we haven't.
That it's time to do. And that, of course, is the weather report with a band we like called Weather Report. So I'm just going to let this play while Zan cues that up. There's no rush, of course.
The shame about the National Weather Service is that when you put in Medford,
it goes to Medford, Oregon.
Medford, Oregon. All right. Well, you know, Joe, I'm really glad that you happened to ask about the weather today because, you know, it's important to see, you know, us graduating seniors. You know,
what's the weather going to be like on commencement? That's the big question on everyone's mind.
And
we're the only ones that have the access to that information.
You know what? I don't like the National Weather Service's website, quite frankly. So I'm
going
to have to just let Google do the work for me. Okay. This is the worst weather report I've ever given.
No, that's all right, Zan. The thing is, the great thing about weather report with weather report is if one weather report fails, the other one's
well,
there.
Let me tell you something. I have the results are in right now. Here we go. Monday, we're going to have a high of 62 and a low of 47. You can expect cloudy skies for the most parts throughout the day. The next day, Tuesday, we're going to get a little hotter, and it's going to be a sign of what's to come this week because it's only going to get better as it goes on. We're going to have a high of 69, lol, and a low of 49. As we progress through the week, Friday we're going to have a high of 73 degrees. Saturday is going to be 76. And commencement day, Sunday, is going to be cloudy, but a perfect 70 degrees.
It doesn't get any better than that, temperature-wise, I'll tell you.
Good morning, Vietnam, Joe.
Oh, yeah. That was before we even ever took to the airwaves.
That's right. My dad
Todd Landon
forced us to watch Good Morning, Vietnam. the best part of that movie was Robin Williams. He's always great, but it was pretty dreadful script. Pretty hard to... Pretty slow.
Yeah. He did kind of make us watch it. I mean, I'm glad we watched it. But it's kind of, yeah, that's funny.
Good morning, Vietnam.
Good morning, Robin Williams. All right, Brecker Brothers. All right. Well, that was good. I think I'm going to go ahead and play some of the Bad Plus now. What, Xana, you think we should... There's two tracks on the tip of my head right now, if that is such an expression.
Tip of your tongue?
Yeah. One of them is like kind of a steady groove, and one of them is just like a gorgeous kind of slower situation. Do you think we could afford to slow things down, or you want to keep with the steady groove situation?
You know, whatever you think is best, Joe.
I'm going to slow it down just for a moment. All right, can pick it right back up if we need to. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Funky, what is it, Xana? Funky people, or you're listening to Funky Uncles.
Sounds like we've got a guest appearance. Who do we have on the line?
I don't know. Let's see if he can introduce himself. Hopefully I didn't mess this up. Cooper, are you there?
Yeah.
All right. There he is.
Hey, everyone. Hey, it's me.
It's great to have you back.
What can you say on this last ever episode of Funky Uncles?
The Funkuncles, like I affectionately call you, have played a role in my car dealership where I keep you guys on repeat 24/7.
You think it helps sell Does it lead the charge in terms of sales?
There have been a couple people who say, who stomp out and say, I hate this music, go to hell. I would have bought a car if it weren't for this radio station.
So things are going well.
So I'm out of business, and I'm here to say, funk you.
All right. I guess we deserve that for chasing your customers out the door.
Hey, look though, I'm a fan. I've been a car dealer for decades now. I'm 19. What do you guys have to say for an aspiring car dealer as two professional radio personalities?
Well,
you got to keep them squeaky clean. And you got to, let me tell you something. One way to draw on the customer is like, I bought my car because it wasn't only a Subaru Outback, but it was an L.L. Bean model Subaru Outback.
Really?
It's good to have bridging social capital that will allow you to go for the low-hanging fruit in the industry.
Do you feel like you achieve more because of your branding?
Social media is the key to today's marketing. You know, if it was up to me, Tufts University would have a major in social media marketing.
Do you feel like not enough millennials use social media?
I think we see too much social media. If it was me, I would... It's all hullabaloo. Twitter. You know, maybe you could send... Maybe... Just give me a second.
I never know if I'm coming or going.
Oh, boy. Can I just tell you guys? I'm going to be honest.
Please.
What a night.
That's right. What's it like down in South Carolina?
Oh, that's all I have to say.
All right.
I got something special coming. if you'll hold on just a minute.
Hit me.
Is this music, Uncle Zan?
Well, let's say it's a little sound rich experience.
Are you gonna play Mount Menad?
No.
Rock?
I wouldn't do that.
Dude, that would not go on the air. That's not cool.
Could you turn up box 2?
I could do that, Zan.
Is Jarlee Carlson listening in?
Oh, yeah.
Dude, Jarlee.
Hey, Cooper, I want you to just give a quick little listen.
You drove all the way from Charleston?
Yep.
Oh, my gosh.
I do it all the time. Very used to it.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you hear that, Cooper?
Yeah.
I'm trying to get my bad clip on the air.
So.
Yep.
Oh my gosh.
What are you playing?
Well, Cooper, what did I just play?
Wow.
Was that some of your nationally syndicated journalism?
This is some of the highest quality audio content that you're going to hear.
What is that?
So what Cooper likes to do sometimes when he's at work, he works at an NPR affiliate. He likes to, we could call it chopping and screwing some of the audio that he gets into sort of, you know, rhythmic or funny little bites, including himself, and just, you know, the funny things that he says while he's interviewing someone or the funny things that people he interviews says, and he just, you know, chops it up and sometimes screws it around and makes little bites, and I'm trying to get some of
that's a good question.
That's good. That's pretty good.
You know, I'm just going to try and... Oh, here we go.
We go into Twitter and we retrieve the tweets. We go to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has a guide for how to be coordinating. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has a guide out there on how to coordinate communication.
Here's the best. This is the best one. Ready?
We are examining tweets from Twitter.
And that's what Cooper does full time.
You can find me. You can find me online at gnarlsbarkley.org because I'm a professional producer now.
Well, that's Cooper, you have any recommendations? We've got 20 minutes left, and you know.
Yeah. No, I get it. I am a fan of your show, and I'm going to hear it to the bitter end, because that's what this is. I would like to play, I would like to hear a little song called "Oh, One Last Kiss." Oh, baby, one last kiss.
You know what? That'd be a good way to go out, honestly.
Yeah.
Do you know that song, Joe?
No, I don't, but...
I'll play it for Cooper. This was the theme song the week he was about to leave for South Carolina, you know? The last time you see all your friends, you see all your potential love interests, maybe.
Right.
And it's a good farewell. Let me just see if I can get it going.
Hey, look, guys.
Well, should we save it for the end?
No, this is just, you know...
It's a good song,
you know. It's good for right now.
Okay.
So here we go for Cooper, and for the end of Funky Uncles. Here's this song. It's a Bye Bye Birdie classic, and take it away.
Thanks for calling in, Coop. We'll see you next time.
Talk to you later.
Oh, one last kiss. Oh, give me one last kiss. It never felt like this. No, never felt like this. You know I need your love. Oh, oh, oh. Oh, give me one last kiss. Oh, one more time. Oh, baby, one more time. It really is sublime. Oh, honey, so sublime. You know I need your love. Oh, oh, oh. Oh, give me one last kiss.
All right, well, that's a Broadway classic. That's a Funky Uncles classic. We played that one on Funky Uncles probably 4 or 5 times over our careers. Something we always love to hear.
That's right, Xander, that's right.
We're a Broadway-themed show, so.
We were originally the Singing Uncles, but things had to change. That's not true. I'm sorry to have lied about that, everybody. That's just, that's a lie. I'm sorry. Anyway, there's more classics on deck, I'm sure. I've lost track of them.
Do I have the sound? I mean, the sniff, Rich, Mike?
I've got the scratch and sniff over here.
This isn't the sniff snitch, Mike. We're coming down to the... Snooki's going to be dropping from the New Year's ball in about 18 minutes. We've only got 18 We've only got 18 of those left till the balls.
We've only got 18 of those left, folks.
Till the balls drop, so to speak.
So to speak. What else did we play a lot of? We really did a lot of digging, which was great. It was really great. All that digging that we just did. I guess we could play old chants for old time. You know, Xander, I don't know if you remember this, but I remember early sophomore year.
Yeah. Yeah, Joe. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I was in your room, right? With Josh.
Miller Hall.
You and Josh's room, Miller Hall.
Yeah.
And I was like, Xander, have you heard of Chance the Rapper? And you're like, yeah, I don't like it. I mean, he's funny, sure, but I don't like him.
Well, hear me out.
And then, like, a week later, you were on The Uncles, and you were telling me, like, dude, you got to check out Chance the Rapper. And I was like, dude, I asked you about him, like, a week ago.
I don't remember this at all.
I swear to God, because you thought I meant Tyler, the Creator.
Oh.
Do you remember that?
I don't remember that.
Because, like, I guess you just heard, like, blank the blank, and you thought I said Tyler, the Creator.
Dude, no.
And you were like, I mean, he's funny, but I don't like him. And I was like, dude, really? Chance? And then you were like, the next week, you were like, Chance the Rapper, man.
I don't remember that. And it's true, I don't like Tyler, the Creator
that
much. I think he's funny, but...
That's exactly what you said. Some things never change. So, we could do that kind of thing, you know? We could take it back.
I just had an idea, but it left, you know?
Oh, I hate that.
It's one of those.
That's one of those.
One of those.
We played a lot of... Did we play a lot of Aphex Twin, or did I play a lot of
you
Aphex Twin?
We played a lot of Aphex Twin.
On my own, okay.
Maybe...
You know what? I mean, you know what? It can't hurt.
You know what we end with?
What?
We end with Chance.
All right. Fair enough.
CBK. Did you catch that?
Chancellor Bennett?
Cocoa Butter.
Yeah.
That's just a song. You know, everyone's heard it. We all know it's a good song. It's nothing new. But it's representative of the arc of this show. We end at the time, at the release of the latest Chance the Rapper. Chance the Rapper was sort of coming out with that good stuff, that good kush. At the time that
Cali Kush,
Funky Uncles was hitting its stride, we were our most famous.
That's true.
At the time that album was blowing up,
that was the prime time.
And
well, actually, I think we started our prime time ascent, because that was like that came out over the summer after freshman year, and like we were still getting our sea legs throughout the first second semester freshman year.
You know,
and then it was spring semester sophomore year that we were really hitting the ground running. Isaiah Rashad, we were playing a lot of Isaiah Rashad.
Let's do that.
You want to do that?
Yeah.
Let's do that.
You know, let me just take a moment to tell you guys a lesson about fame, folks. Fame doesn't last. Funky Uncles were famous our sophomore year. We would rep close to 25 listeners sometimes. That was really a fluke. It was more about like 12. We'd have 12 listeners every week. Now, you know how many listeners we have?
Let's see right now how many we have.
On a good day, we have about 5 listeners.
Right now, wow, we have like, I think that's how many we have right now.
We have 2 listeners right now. Okay. That is a little depressing to go out like that. And,
all right, we're going to
blame each and every, I'm just kidding. You know, we're out here, we're having fun. That's what we're here for.
That's what matters. We're breaking a leg. I'm going to go ahead and play a track that's good. What do you think of that? You want to hear a good track?
I want to hear something good.
Here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Funky Uncles.
Diamond teeth, living like it's 1998. Like when Percy was the king, back when Juvie was the great. Bitches stupid, it's the bait. Patton taught me how to build. Like one day you hit and gone, that watch out with down the shrimp. I've been riding out since I thought my Huffy was the shit. Chattanooga pull the sharks, don't you slip and lose a limb. Slow it down, we losing them. I've been on the bruise again. Shit that's sober, living hell. Freak who I've been feeling in jail. Nigga taught me about a scale. It was vivid, I was there. I was on my first offense. I hope they gon' give me bail. Screaming motherfucker 12. Bitch.
bitches ain't shit. Cops ain't neither. They hunting my people. Codeine, back leaning. I cope with my demons. The best is not perfect. The rest is not worth it. Wake up!
And a rookie for a castle, like tuition for a final. Playing hooky for a tassel, spend a minute on a minor. Winds on my window, ash on my skin when the record low temps feel the wind blow. Only ride rhythm to the tardiest of tempos. Only ride shotgun when the car is a limo. Yeah, see? I crowd surf in a cypher. Scuba in my shower, take a Uber to my neighbors. Used to pay the piper till Peter picked it better. Now the first thing you should tell us, where the hell is all the paper? But memories keep coming back. All the nights that we used to laugh. Wanna know how I used to was, how I used to was.
Memories keep playing back, all the nights we used to love. Just wonder how I used to was.
highest to us. Memories keep playing back on the nights we used to love. Just wonder how it used to was. How used to was. Memories keep playing back on the nights we used to love. Just wonder how it used to was. I used to us,
I used to us.
Memories keep playing back on the nights we used to love. Just wonder how I used to us. I used to us.
You're listening to Funky Uncles. I'm Uncle Zan.
And I'm Uncle Joe. And we just heard from SZA. That was actually a request from my father, and it was a perfect follow-up.
Very
to,
apt request.
To Sylvia Demo. To R.I.P. Kevin Miller from Isaiah Rashad's 2014 Sylvia Demo. Both of these songs came out in 2014. Again, aligned with the PAX Funkana.
What are you talking about, Joe?
The Pax Romana, the Pax Americana, the golden age of the Funky Uncles, the Pax Funkana. You're not familiar with the Pax, whatever it is, phrase? It doesn't matter. The golden age of the Uncles.
The golden, spring, you're right.
Spring,
yes,
2014.
That's right.
The Pax. We were playing a lot of...
Regatta.
A lot of Top Dog.
Yes.
New releases. We were playing some Schoolboy Q at the time. But really, the best
man
stuff
the
was SZA and SZA and Isaiah Rashad.
I think we got Uncles of the Year award that year.
I think so too. Actually, it was a good year for us. So that's what we heard. Second one was Child's Play, second track on SZA's album Z. I think she's got a new one coming out soon. But that one sampling XXYYXX, a DJ who I actually had the pleasure of seeing in New York over the most recent winter break.
Now, folks, I hate to say it, but this is the bitter end. If there ever was a bitter end, it's right now.
It's right now.
4 minutes left on the air. I have to say that it's been a sheer honor.
It has been
a DJ for all of our loyal listeners over the years. This has been a highlight and a memory from college that has made a big impact. And I'd like to present Uncle Joe with these flowers that are symbolic.
Oh,
do
wow.
not really exist, but are symbolic.
Thank you.
Oh, look, that's the plastic.
And Xander, I'd like to thank you for your flowers, and I'd like to give you this box of expensive chocolates.
Oh, wow.
I hope you enjoy them. Don't eat them all at once. But yeah, no, I can't do anything but echo exactly what Uncle Zan's been saying here. It's been an absolute joy to spend the past couple of years on the airwaves as Uncle Joe, playing the hottest tunes, getting some grooves going with Uncle Zan. Zan has showed me some of my favorite music, I think.
And Joe has shown me some of my favorite music. I think
it's been quite
fitty.
It's been quite a symbiotic relationship.
It really has.
It's one for the ages, and we thank you all for tuning in, even if it were just once.
And don't forget, you know, just because you don't see your uncles every day,
you can write
day out of the year, you can write us, and we'll always be back for Thanksgiving.
That's right. Just not on the air anymore. So I guess we'll say it one last time. You're listening to WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm Uncle Joe.
And I'm Uncle Zan.
And we'll leave you with this one from the archives. Have a great one, everyone.
There it is.
Cigarettes on cigarettes. My mama think I stink. I got burn holes in my hoodies. All my homies think it stink. I miss my cocoa butter. I miss my cocoa butter kisses. Cigarettes on cigarettes. My mama think I stink. I got burn holes in my hoodies. All my homies think it stink. I miss my cocoa butter kisses. I miss my cocoa butter kisses.
Okie dokie, alkie. Keep it low key like Thor, little bro, or he'll go blow the loudie. Saudi if sour, Saudi. Wiley up off peyote. Wildin' like that coyote. If I sip any henny, my belly just might be outie. Pull up inside a huggy. Starsky and Hutch a Dougie. I just opened up the pack in an hour. I'll ask my lucky. Tonight she just yelling, fuck me. 2 weeks she'll be yelling, fuck me. Used to like orange cassette tapes with Timmy, Tommy, and Chucky. And Chucky, Jesus, pieces, Saint Jesus, love me. Put Visine inside my eyes so my grandma would fucking hug me. Oh, generation above me. I know you still remember me. My afro look just like that is. Y'all taught me how to go hunting. Blast!
Cigarettes on cigarettes. My mama think I stink. I got burn holes in my hoodies. All my homies think it's dang. I miss my cocoa butter kisses. I miss my cocoa butter kisses. Cigarettes on cigarettes. My mama think I stink. I got burn holes in my hoodies. All my homies think it's dang. I miss my cocoa butter kisses. I miss my cocoa butter kisses.
I will smoke a little something, but I don't inhale. Everywhere that I go, everywhere they be asked how's it going, said it go ends well. Go figure, Victor's light skin. Jesus got me feeling like Colin Powell. All praise to the guy, God knows he's a pro like Colin Tell. Check, check, make, check me, take me to the barber like you know me well. I mean, normally you see Norma Jean with a kicking with Farmer Phil. But these kids these days, they get so high, burn trees, smoke chlorophyll. Till they can't feel shit, shit, face, face, this 15 hits on this L. Elevated train and the craziest thing got me feeling like Lauryn Hill. Miseducated, my dick delegated. Rap bill battling me. They said I should've never made it. Probably should've been dead or in jail.